anything you want, give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. And joining you tonight is Julia,
Nemi,
and Allie.
That's right. We got rid of Ian and Mark tonight.
We did. So, the girls took over.
That's right. They are away on a romantic getaway, as usual. So we will be filling in. We've got lots to talk about tonight, including cops with serious road rage. But first, we have a phone call. So,
all right.
We've got Wyatt in Indiana. Hello, Wyatt?
Hello? Yeah, hi.
Hi, you're on the air. Excellent. You?
Pretty good.
Would you like to talk about?
I've never listened to this show before. I was just kind of going to soak it in for a minute, see what you guys are talking about. But it's like you guys got some issues on cop road rage and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I guess I can add to that, but not in the road rage sense. I just wanted to actually report a good law enforcement officer that is in my county. He's our sheriff, and he's well known for standing up to the federal government and protecting citizens from unconstitutional and unwanted searches from the federal government. And he's even threatened to arrest any federal official coming here and violating anything like that. And I think that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, that sounds very nice. I wish we had more cops like that. Can I ask you a question, Wyatt?
Yeah.
Well, you said that you have never listened before, so I'm curious how you found us.
Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was under, I was looking under Alex Jones' likes, stuff he likes, and I think you're under there somewhere on one of those websites. I found you through.
Okay, great.
Of course.
Well, Free Talk Live is a show first and foremost about your phone calls, so anybody can call in and talk about anything they like. And second, it is a show about liberty. I think all of the co-hosts, we like to talk about issues from a liberty perspective. Would you say that's accurate?
I would say so, sure.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today, Wyatt?
I can't think of anything. I'm going to let the show ride out for a minute and then have some opinions on what you guys are talking about. But I'm kind of leading the way here now, it looks like. And that was about all I about.
Okay, great. Man. Well, keep listening and give us a call some other time.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah. All righty. So
I wonder if that's like really within... who do you say it was, his chief of police or something?
Sheriff.
Sheriff. Like, is that within their power to be like, I'm just going to arrest the federales when they get here?
I have no idea. It would be nice. At least if a cop has the nerve to say that to me,
right.
I like that. But I guess I've never witnessed a cop like that.
Yeah, I haven't.
But, I mean, good for him if it's true. That's great.
That is awesome.
So, speaking of cops, this is from RT.com. New York cop shoots unarmed driver to death. Cutting off a policeman with his car cost a U.S. Army National Guardsman his life.
Oh, my God.
After getting pulled over by an angry cop Friday morning, the victim was shot to death by the detective while his hands were allegedly still on the steering wheel. The New York police detective, 39-year-old Hassan Hamdi, fired one fatal bullet through an open car window of 22-year-old Noel Polanco, who was declared dead within 1 hour of the shooting. Polanco was driving himself and two friends, one of which was an off-duty police officer, home after work around 5:15 a.m. After cutting off the cops in their unmarked car, which the trio did not realize was a police car, the three friends were harassed in what they described as an act of road rage.
See, it's weird to me that police officers can go around, like, undercover in unmarked cars and still be able to... Like, I feel like if they're gonna have undercover cops, they can't be doing the thing where they pull people over. If you're undercover and you're on some,
right,
like, special mission, then no, you don't get to write tickets for people cutting you off. You have to just be like everyone else. You can't just be like, oh, surprise, you just cut off a cop. Anyone could be a cop, in fact. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's a good point. You would think, too, if they were undercover, that they wouldn't want to give up their identity.
Yeah, he's like, it's worth it. It's totally worth it.
To harass some kids who cut him off.
Right.
The police chased them, sticking their middle fingers at us and screaming obscenities, said 36-year-old Diane DeFerney, a bartender who sat in the passenger seat of Polanco's car. She told the New York Post that with rifles drawn, the police officers pulled over the vehicle and ordered Polanco and his friends to put their hands up. But in an instant, before Polanco had time to take his hands off the steering wheel, he was shot dead.
Jesus. Sounds like some cops abusing steroids or something like that. I mean, as far as I know, that's the drug of choice among law enforcement, and it makes people act, you know, ultra aggressive if it's abused.
Right, and I think also, additionally to steroids, just pure adrenaline mm-hmm. would, I mean, I think this really does this. I know Barry Cooper said that he was a cop for however many years, and when he drives around and is looking at cars in the same fashion, he still gets the surge of adrenaline that he got back then. I mean, can you imagine what it would feel like to have that kind of power? Somebody cuts you off and you can just pull them over and shoot them in the face?
Right. Well, does it include what's happening to the police officer involved?
It says here...
paid leave or something like that?
It doesn't say yet. I think they're investigating. Continuing the article, the lady who was sitting next to him says, I heard Polanco gasp. He just looked at me. There was no time to put your hands up at all. They shot in front of my face. Had I moved an inch, it would have been me.
Can you imagine if that was you in the car and you had to live the rest of your life having witnessed that? Like, how traumatizing that would be and... How are you supposed to react around cops from then on? You have the rest of your life to live, and you had this experience where not only did a cop shoot your friend for a stupid reason, well,
for no reason.
Basically no reason. And then, I mean, I'm sure the cop felt very justified when he did it.
But it's not against, is it against the law to cut someone off?
I don't think that.
It's bad manners.
It's a traffic violation at best.
Right.
It definitely isn't, you know, the cop couldn't claim his life was being threatened, which is what they usually, you know, are supposed to do if they're going to, you know, what usually happens when they shoot someone is they're like, oh, I was threatened, I was scared. And obviously, I don't even know how they could argue that in this case.
Right. Well, there actually is more. They've made up a little trying to justify it story, but we actually have another phone call, so we'll go to that first. It's Jim in Daytona, Florida. You're on the air. Jim, hello.
Yes, I had called in last night and mentioned what's going on in my town here with the red light cameras. We have a small town here near Daytona Beach called Palm Coast, mm-hmm. and we have about 80,000 residents, and we're now going to have 52 red light cameras. And today in the news here in Florida, the
Did you
governor,
say 80 residents? I'm sorry.
No, we have 80,000.
Oh, 80,000. I apologize.
And we have 52 red light cameras, which is literally on every corner now. There's a red light camera. Now, today, the governor of the state said that he's going to go along with a plan that will cost the state millions of dollars so that we all have to get brand new license plates within the next 18 months. And these license plates are being redesigned so that they can be better photographed by the traffic enforcement cameras.
Wow, what a sweetheart deal for the license plate industry.
Yeah, so it's not, you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, anything but being able to get a better picture. The article I read said that there's a certain percentage of people that no matter what the technology is, they just can't get a good picture of their license plate. Because of the design of our plate being sort of, there's like a raised element to the middle of our license plate design. So they're going to make it totally flat. And they're going to be changing the colors and getting rid of a lot of the colors that aren't as easy to photograph. So, you know, before long, they'll probably just have some type of a GPS chip in there anyway and be able to track us that way. But that's a Liberty update here from the state of Florida.
It's so sad that the state... they have to, what they do is, what they're doing here is making modifications that make it easier for them to track citizens, which I'm sure the citizens of Florida don't want, and then they make the citizens pay for it.
Yep. Generate income.
Thanks for the call, Jim. We're going to break here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
What? one little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,766.50. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,809.99, $905 for a half ounce, or $452.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,809.99, $905, or $452.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Julia.
Demi.
And Allie.
And we were talking about cops with road rage. However, we have another phone call, so we're going to go to your calls first. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. We've got Tony from New Hampshire? Tom. Okay.
Yeah,
what do you want to talk about, Tom?
Well, I just became aware today about this thing. I don't know if they discussed it on the program or not, but there was this wedding photographer in New Mexico, and she was real good at what she was doing, namely taking pictures at a commercial photographer, you know, knowing exactly what lighting to use and exactly what lenses and filters to use. You don't just document the event. You try to zoom. They are artists, and her job is to do her best to capture the feeling of the bride and groom. And she was making a living doing this, and they got this call, and it seems that a couple of queers were going to be getting married, and they wanted her to do that that wedding, too. And she said, forget it. No way. You know, I mean, if she's going to be capturing a feeling, she doesn't want to capture a sick feeling. And
a what
she got
feeling?
A sick feeling? Yeah, because, I mean, it is a pretty sick feeling. I mean, if you're trying to...
I'm not sure.
Why is it important to you what other people do in their bedrooms?
I'm sure it's not sick to the people getting married.
They're not just in a bedroom. They're in, I mean, she's, they're in a public place and she's trying to take their picture.
Does it make you feel funny? Is that what it is?
She got fined $7,000 by the government because that's discrimination. If you're going to serve legitimate people, but you're not going to serve queers, that's discrimination. And, you know, this, all dates from...
So the photographer didn't want to photograph this gay couple's wedding, is what you're saying, and then the government fined her for discrimination.
That's right, because they find that it's against the law to not serve them. You know, many years ago, back in my drinking days, I walked into a bar one time to sit down and have a beer and suddenly realized this was the wrong bar. And... just one letter away from barf. It is a rather disgusting sight. And imagine having...
Can I ask you something, Tom?
You kind of liked it a little bit, too.
Can I ask you something, Tom?
You're a little into
like
it.
The attention. His butt was
I mean,
warm.
What's really going on here? Because I can't help but feel like you think about this way more than I do. And, you know what I mean? You probably think about this way more than they do. You're really fixated on hating gay people. So what's really going on here?
It's not hating them to not want to go and do a photography event and act as if there's nothing wrong with these sick
No, I think that the photographer, I will get it out of the way, I think the photographer should be able to choose whose wedding she wants to photograph. She shouldn't have state, you know, pointing a gun at her saying, no, you must photograph everyone's wedding who asks. You know, but also I think that your condescending tone towards gay people who want to get married is really going to put everyone in this room off. So unless you want to be berated with questions about your own sexuality, you might want to hang up.
Well, I tell you, see, that's the other thing. This is how they intimidate people into pretending to think that there's nothing wrong with
what if they're just trying to live their lives?
Well,
you know what I mean? I just think most of them want
to
be left alone.
Hey, Tom.
They're trying to force her to go out and photograph
they
the event.
They did not do that. The government was trying to force her. I don't think that that particular gay couple did anything.
They reported it, and in fact, one of the women that was getting married happened to be working.
Such a smear! Does he sound like Elmer Fudd?
I was thinking Tweety Bird. One of them. Yes.
Some Looney Tunes character. It's hard to take you seriously, Tom, when you're not, you know, pronouncing your words correctly.
Have you ever been married, Tom?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my wife and I have been married for 15 years, and we have a certificate, and it's embellished with a fancy looking seal and a facsimile autograph on it. And back before they allowed queers to have those here in New Hampshire, it was, luckily I don't need a piece of paper to assure me that I'm superior to them.
And modest too, clearly.
Well,
oh my God.
But that's all about. Legalizing same-sex marriage is to pretend that there's nothing wrong with being a queer. But
I don't think there is anything wrong, because I would like to know, Tom, when you decided to be straight. When did you decide?
I made that decision all of my life.
But when did you decide you were straight? When did you decide? Did you just wake up one day and say, "Hey, I'm gonna be straight today. I'm gonna like the ladies." and the boobs.
But except that I was never queer in the first place.
Right. So you were straight from the first place?
Yeah,
are you left-handed or right-handed, Tom?
I'm right-handed, but anyway.
You are. Do you know anybody who's left-handed?
My grandfather was left-handed.
Really? Do you know that the church would treat him as though he were had the mark of the devil probably 30 years ago? And do you think that's the case?
They're not violating anyone's rights by having a gay old time, but when you're trying to involve other people, and it gets worse than just trying to force somebody to photograph a wedding and do the best of their ability, try to capture that feeling, and when it's a sick feeling that they would have to capture.
It sounds like,
you know, I think
feeling.
If someone didn't want to be there or didn't feel that they could do the best job for the money, I would want them to tell me that they didn't want the job. You know, but in New Hampshire, we have the right to refuse. I mean, we had a photographer over on the seacoast here doing the same thing when gay marriage was first the big protest. She on religious grounds, she didn't want to be involved in photography. And you know what? If I were gay and I were getting married, I would not want a bigot at my wedding.
No, I wouldn't either.
Especially not as a
And you know what? It's not so much that I think it's appropriate that the government come in and tell her that she must or she's being discriminatory. I think shout that information to the hills so I know who to go to and people know how to make an informed decision.
Yeah, I wouldn't want this.
Let the market resolve it.
Like, if she really is refusing to do photograph, you know, gay couples getting married, then I think that that's a little strange. And as a straight person, I wouldn't want her photographing my marriage.
I agree.
Well, it gets worse when you get all this politically correct indoctrination in the public schools. And then let's say the 16-year-old cheerleader finds out that she's pregnant by one of the boys on the football team and she's not ready to start a family yet, so she's going to place the baby for adoption. And she's looking through this book of ads. And let's say here's a man and a woman who say that they promise they'll take really good care of your baby and all of this. And turn the page and there's a couple of queers. And if she's brainwashed enough, she might actually go ahead and deliver the baby, who has no say in the matter, into the hands of homosexuals.
So
oh
then,
my
so
God.
What?
Child
so
abuse.
What? So what? Oh my God. So let me just point this out, Tom, that by your logic, gay people are going to raise gay children, but surprisingly enough, we have all these gay people running around who came from straight parents. How does that work out for you? Really?
I don't know when
do you
they
know
decided
the, do you
to be
see
homosexual.
How backwards your logic is? I mean, I love talking to bigots like you, really.
Well, all right,
we
got to go to break. We're going to drop your call. Thanks, Tom. I'm not sure
so
that
much.
We feel the same way here. We'll be back in a little bit. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. And with you tonight, it is Julia.
Nemi.
And Allie.
Want more of Free Talk Live? Archives.com, freetalklive.com. We've got archives all the way back to 2006, and they're all available for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about this last call that we had, but first, Nemi has something to tell you about Bitcoin.
I want to tell you about a great new Bitcoin site called blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They also have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. Thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. With the blockchain wallet, you can even send bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world, and they offer this all for free. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right, so we just received a call from Tom in New Hampshire, and I recognize his voice. I think he's a somewhat regular caller on the show.
He likes exhorting killing cops.
Okay. Well, he loves gay people, as we found out.
Yeah.
Tom is very interested
in
the queers getting married.
Doesn't sound like he's from Mass.
So I just wanted to talk about a couple things, because he was kind of going on and on and on. And I think the first issue, you mentioned it briefly, Allie, but I don't think anybody on this show supports the government imposing a $7,000 fine on this woman for refusing to photograph gay people.
Definitely not.
You know, I don't think that discrimination laws make sense. I understand that that sounds really harsh, and a lot of people probably don't like that I'm saying that. But like Nemi mentioned, if you don't want to photograph gay people's wedding because that bothers you, I would like to know about that as a straight person and a gay person. So discrimination kind of make these laws make it so that nobody has to know what kind of a person you are.
The bigots are in hiding and stuff. They're not allowed to be honest about who they are. I mean, people that really care about discrimination and want to end it should encourage the people who are bigots or discriminating against others who want to do that kind of thing. I mean, I guess discrimination is kind of a broad thing, so everyone might not even agree on what that is. And you don't want a top-down government to decide what discrimination is. And look how that reveals itself in real life.
Well, the other thing is, it's really the opposite of compassion, because I think that most people would say, you know, hey, you guys just aren't compassionate, you don't have a heart. I mean, personally, I'm straight, and I have no problem with gay people. I'm not concerned with what people are doing behind closed doors in any way, shape, or form. But it's not compassionate for the government to force you to be nice.
Right.
No, and it's like government-compelled fairness.
Right. It's not fair at all. I think one of the most common subjects that when we talk about this is, what about a restaurant, for example, that wouldn't let black people in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm a black person, I want to know who to give my money to, and I don't want to give my money to somebody who hates black people, but as it is right now, you basically have no way to know unless the person is very vocal about it, and I don't see why they would be, because you can get in trouble for it.
Right, and it also isn't profitable to be a racist or a bigot. If you hire, like, say I'm a company and I'm not hiring any black people, then I'm missing out on a whole host of talent, profit opportunity, because I'm discriminating these people on some arbitrary thing, which doesn't affect, you know, how well they, I mean, unless maybe I could see possible things where, no, I can't really think of any job where it would make sense to discriminate against black people. I think, like, appearance, because it's so racist, so based on appearance, that maybe if you were doing, like, a calendar for a white supremacist group, then maybe you could discriminate
sure.
against blacks and make money better that way. But I'm just saying, like, it's silly to try to enforce, like you said, fairness or niceness.
Call us now and tell us what you think. 855-450-FREE. How do you feel about discrimination? So I wanted to talk a little bit more about the gay hatred. I would have loved to have kept him on the line, but he was kind of just going off and spewing hatred. He kept saying the same lines over and over again.
Did he sound like a top or bottom to you?
That's great.
Definitely a bottom.
Yeah, I would say. That's what I was thinking.
I just can't imagine that you would be that into gay people and not be gay. I mean, obviously that's just speculation, but he sounded gay to me because
right.
he thinks about gay sex more than any of us do, I think.
Talks
combined.
About a lot, sure. Sure. I mean, I, like you said, I don't go through my day worrying about what other people are doing in their relationships.
You know, I always think of it like there's some sexual acts that straight people do that don't interest me. I can think of a number of them, and there's no reason to go into them, but it's essentially hating someone for that, right? Like some sort of sexual act that they do in private with somebody else, and for some reason you're very concerned with it.
Right. I see what you're saying, but I don't even think it's so much just being grossed out by the sexual act, because like you said, he probably isn't even popping into his mind what kind of stuff straight people are doing to each other behind
right.
closed doors. It only has to do with the fact that their
parts
both
match.
Yeah, exactly.
Their parts match. It ain't Christian.
Was he suggesting that they shouldn't be in public?
It's unholy.
Yeah, I think he was saying something in the beginning, like they were doing it all out in the open, and somehow that's a violation of his rights or something.
Right.
That's how
his
he
right has
to
the right
to not be offended,
right. by gay people. I don't know about you, but I don't think that you have the right to not be offended by anything.
He sounds so offended by gays that I don't think that it's possible to not violate his rights. Like, if that was, like, a right, I don't think it would be doable.
All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add on this topic?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it.
Okay, great. If you have anything to add, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. If not, I'll get back to the cop story we were talking about earlier. Basically, a police officer in an unmarked car was passed, and this made him angry. And in an act of road rage, he pulled them over, and he shot a driver, who was a 22-year-old, it was a National Guardsman, in the face. It says here, Hamdi, the cop who pulled the trigger, is a 14-year veteran assigned to the emergency service unit. Now, isn't the emergency service unit some like people who help people, right? Like that
yeah.
sounds like ambulance-y stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So this guy who's been a cop for 14 years, who is on the emergency service unit, got angry because someone cut him off and pulled them over to shoot them in the face.
I thought he was a detective or something.
It just said undercover, so I don't know what warrants getting an undercover cop car.
Right.
If you're a cop and you know, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. We'd love to hear from you. It continues here. A spokesperson for the department told the New York Times that there were reports of movement inside his car, which may have caused concern that the driver might have been armed. We looked for a weapon, but we didn't find any. We did find a drill. So there was no weapon at all in the beginning. But right. After he killed him and they were looking for something to make this okay, they found a drill in the back seat.
I'm sure that's what the officer was concerned with when he basically murdered this guy.
Yeah, so the guy was moving. He could have been grabbing a sweatshirt or looking for his registration or his
license. It said that they told him to put his hands up and then shot him as he was putting his hands up.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but if you've got two hands on the steering wheel and you can see them and you're simply lifting them up,
Where's the threat?
Yeah, exactly.
His hands are about to sling back into the back seat. He was going to pretzel roll in, find the drill, and then he was going to drill this cop.
And these cops came to the window with their guns drawn. So it's not like they weren't. They had the clear advantage. They were ready to shoot this guy.
Wow.
I'm not saying the drill played a role. I'm just saying we looked for a weapon. We did not find a weapon. We just found a drill. While the police department claims Hamdi fired the gun after Polanco reached for something under his seat, Dafari says her friend kept his hands on the steering wheel until the bullet struck him. So that's the other person that was in the car.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty sick stuff. Give us a call and tell us what you think. 855-450-FREE. More when we come back. Free Talk Live.
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-398-9336. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-398-9336. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We are back. This is Free Talk Live. You can call and bring up anything you like. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Julia.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And I wanted to tell you something really quickly about SACL CAI. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivable. SACL's employees are trained for resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Okay, so we are talking about police officers murdering innocent people for no reason. But since this is the show about your calls, we actually do have a few calls on the line. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. It says Rowan. You're on the air from New York?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the microchips and taxes and then student IDs over there. Taxes.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, great. Yes.
Julie and I both brought this in for show prep tonight, so go ahead.
What did you say?
I said we both brought this in for show prep tonight, so go ahead.
Oh, you all right, cool. But
we'd love your thoughts on it.
You know, we have to take a stand against our government, and it's only going to get worse. You know,
for those who are not aware, the story that he's referring to is, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nemi, there is some sort of tracking system that they're putting in place in Texas schools with RFID chips.
That's right.
So that they can tell if students are skipping school.
Yep.
And it's in some sort of test phase, but they are threatening the kids if they don't participate with not being able to go to homecoming and things like that.
Yep. Threaten to suspend, fine, or involuntarily transfer students who fail to comply. And officials have noted that there will be consequences for refusal to wear an ID card as we begin to move forward with full implementation. Ultimately, this is slated for 112 Texas schools and close to 100,000 students. It's called the Student Locator Project.
How would you wear it?
Probably on a lanyard around your neck, like
a
collar.
That is weird.
You need
to wear
it
when you go home, too? Like all time? At all times?
Hello?
Yeah, it's in the ID. It's like the passport. My dad, the chips in the passport, I don't know if you guys know that, the chips in the passport in the ID.
Yeah,
so
yeah, but I don't have to carry my passport with me all the time.
It's going to register him or her.
Now, are you in Texas?
No, I'm in New York, but I'm pretty sure they're bringing it in Texas, so it's going to come to New York soon.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be all over the country. That's the plan. To have us on the tracking. You know, I was so bored.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely correct on that. I can't see any reason why they wouldn't implement this everywhere. It scares me that this is in the testing phases. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about it?
No, that's up a different topic.
Sure, what would you like to talk about?
I was listening to the radio program earlier today, and, you know, a sheriff in California, he was talking about getting drones and stuff to have infrared on them, you know, to see inside our houses. I know the government already has a satellite that they can use and use infrared to, you know, produce 3D images in our houses. And the government...
Three D images in the house.
Everybody that loves the Bill of Rights. Get up, stand up, just get Obama.
I think there's a problem with the
phone call. Yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna drop the call because I can't really hear you. But
it sounded like he was making a good point, but it was too
right.
Bad
it was cutting out,
was cutting
so
out.
That's not really good for radio. So I apologize, but you can give us a call back any other night. 855-453. We've got more phone calls, so we'll go to that. Abel in New Hampshire wants to talk about police shooting. Hi, Abel. You're on the air.
Hi. The RFID thing, of course, is interesting as well, and I'll go into that first. To me, the whole idea of government schools is it's a conflict of interest. There's no way governments are going to teach children.
I think you're absolutely correct on that.
The other thing is that learning is something that children naturally do. You know, and they have to be forcing kids to, you know, legally forcing them to go to these places. There's something wrong there.
I think that it's common. I think you'll find that young children, when they enter school, are typically very eager to learn. And the longer they stay in public school, the worse it gets. And for me, I did very well in elementary school, straight A's, never had a C, you know, just really, really great kid. And by the time I got to middle school, D's and F's, I ended up eventually getting expelled. I never finished high school, you know, and I think I was somebody who my parents had very high hopes for me in elementary school, and like, look what happened. It was just public school beats it out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that home and amateur, local community schools are the right answer up until you're old enough to, you've been socialized. Schools don't socialize. Parents socialize. You know, you need a ratio of adults to children that's greater than, 1 to 30. Children become socialized, learn how to be an adult and be a social person by being around others that are.
I think that children socialize, but they bring a lot of, when you're under your parents' wings, I think that there are a lot of people that have kids accidentally, and even people that have kids on purpose. I think the majority of parents in the United States have no business having kids, or at least not at the point that they
do. I believe that the percentage is 50% of pregnancies are accidental.
Yep. And so, all those kids are, social graces and at getting along and things like that, they don't necessarily see that at home. And I think that to have a bunch of kids from sort of broken homes all together, it's kind of like Lord of the Flies stuff. But if you didn't have, parents like being so incentivized to push out a bunch of kids, or if you just, I don't really know what all factors go into people having kids on accident when they shouldn't be. But I think that if you had, more conscientious parents, then you wouldn't have such antisocial behavior in children in schools.
And I think that would be the natural result of people actually realizing that they can't just palm their children off on a school system.
Well, and that's essentially what it is.
Be responsible for them. What?
I said that's essentially what it is, too. It's like a tax-supported babysitting system.
Exactly.
Everybody has to work today so that we can feed our kids, so you send your kid off to basically be raised by strangers for their entire childhood.
It creates a circumstance where
the behavior of being a terrible parent is there is no consequences to it. And so, you know, we get a lot of that. And it's not, you know, the whole system is designed to create infantilized people so that they are not able to actually be adults and not able to handle liberty and freedom.
And be dependent on their government.
And the whole, you know, and it's all a, you know, I think it's orchestrated, actually. I mean, if you read John Taylor Gatto, you know, he sees the plans that go back all the way with government schools.
John Taylor Gatto, just so our listeners know, he was a school teacher. I believe he was a teacher of the year many times in a New York City school for many years, like 20 or something like that. And he eventually came to the conclusion that it just is awful. And he wrote a very good book. I forget the name of it. I've always wanted to read it. Have you read it?
Well, if you go to johntaylor.com, JohnTaylorGatto.com. He's got the whole thing in PDFs on his website.
Really?
It's the Challenging Myths of Modern Schooling?
Public Education.
Yeah, I think he's got a couple of them, actually, but I've heard they're really great. Right. I've always wanted to read them. Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to say about the school issue? I know you had more to talk about.
Yeah, we could talk about that all night, but I think I got my points out. The RFID thing is just, it's just, you know, icing on the cake. It's like, you know, okay, so they're going to do this. But they're already screwing the kids up royally, so why are they there in the first place? That's my whole point
right.
with that. But to go on to the police, a lot of the killings are, you know.
Do you mind hanging on for just a moment over the break? We're actually going to break now, and I know you had other stuff to talk about.
Perfect.
All righty. We will be back.
Talking to you, Abel.
Yes, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live.
Travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius sent his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host happy hours. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.